It's Monday, April 1st, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and this is the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LinkNKY.com. The state of Kentucky's budget has passed in the House and is on the way to be signed by the governor with money to support two Campbell County parks. HB 6 includes $7.5 million to be distributed from Campbell County Fiscal Court for General James Taylor Park and $5 million for the Fort Thomas Tower Park Community Complex project. The funds will be official once the governor signs the budget. The parents of a 2-year-old shot and killed in Covington are now facing complicity to murder charges after police said a loaded handgun was left within reach of their two children, resulting in their child's death. Tashawn Adams, 21, told the police he and his child's mother, 23-year-old Selena Farrell, were sleeping in their living room on January 22nd when they woke up to the sound of a gunshot, according to the arrest citation. Adams said he saw his 2-year-old son, Khalil, bleeding and called 911. Police said Khalil was shot in the chest. Officers who arrived at the scene rendered aid in the middle of Warren Street before paramedics rushed Khalil to Cincinnati Children's Hospital, where he later died. According to Adams' arrest citation, his 3-year-old son told an officer at the scene, quote, "Daddy's gun is in a drawer." A forensics interviewer asked the 3-year-old who shot his younger brother, and the child responded, "Me." Adams' gun was found discarded in some barbecue on the stove, police said. Commonwealth's attorney Rob Sanders said in a January press conference that he believes the shooting can't be referred to as an accident because he defines accidents as something that cannot be avoided. The mother, Farrell, fled the home before police arrived and never went to see her child, Sanders said. She was later taken into police custody for violating her probation. Originally, both Adams and Farrell were facing second-degree manslaughter charges. Adams was also facing a hindering apprehension charge. Farrell also had possession of a handgun by a convicted felon and abandonment of a minor. A third man, 20-year-old Jeremiah Thomas, was also charged with hindering apprehension in connection with the shooting. Instead of manslaughter charges, Farrell and Adams will now have been indicted on complicity to murder, which is a more serious charge, according to the Kenton County Jail. Both are expected in court on Monday, April 15th, for their arraignments. Sanders previously said he planned to present more intensive and varied charges for Adams and Farrell. He said he was doing so because there was no legal precedent for an unsecured firearm being used by a child in Kentucky. The Parish Kitchen, a charitable service provider administered by the local branch of Catholic Charities, has served over 170 guests during its Reds opening day luncheon, according to a statement from Catholic Charities. The event presaged the Parish Kitchen's 50th anniversary, which falls on June 17th. The Parish Kitchen will host special lunch meals throughout the week of their anniversary, as well as an open house celebration on Monday, June 17th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Finally, a public hearing related to zoning for a 110-unit condo complex on the east side of Madison Pike, or KY-17, in Independence will take place at the Kenton County Planning Commission meeting on Thursday, April 4. Called The Haven at Liberty Grove, the development will be located on the east side of Madison Pike near the Heartland neighborhood and just across the street from St. Cecilia School. The developer is Madison Pike Partners, LLC, and the condos would be built by Fisher Homes. The development has proved unpopular among a contingent of Independence residents who have spoken out against the development at both Planning Commission meetings and City Council meetings. The Planning Commission denied an initial zoning request by the developers, which would have allowed them to build to the density they wished in February. Following the denial, the developers met with elected leaders to negotiate alternatives in the face of public outcry. A zoning application with a revised density count of 110 units, down from the 124 units initially proposed, must now go before the Planning Commission for approval. The Planning Commission meeting begins at 6:15 at the Kenton County Government Center on Simon Kenton Way in Covington on Thursday, April 4. The zoning amendment is the second of six development items on the agenda. And that's your update for Monday, April 1st, 2024. It's also my mom's birthday, so I'd like to wish her a happy birthday. I'll talk to you all tomorrow on Tuesday for the next Daily Headlines podcast. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk with you all tomorrow.